Yeah, definitely excited to get going. I think for everyone now, everything's just within context of what's been going on for the last year. So for us to kind of quickly get going and have games at the end and drop into a program like we are, yeah, it's absolutely fantastic, and each session is more enjoyable at the moment.
You were the assistant coach there under Ben Armstrong for a couple of years, and now you're stepping into the main role. So are there big shoes to fill there, or was all that good work done thanks to the assistant coach before?
A bit of both. No, I'm only joking. When myself and Ben go back a little while, we'd actually worked together before Leinster Women came around. He applied for the head coach role a number of years ago, and he was successful in getting it, and he gave me a call, and I knew straight away that I definitely want to get involved with him again. There certainly are boots to fill. Ben did a really tremendous job, and he brought back two championships. And in particular, I think I mentioned it in an article just during the week, that kind of got our values right and our culture right, and the winning was just a byproduct. So in a way, over those couple of years, I learned quite a bit from how he approached it. And then I recognized I'm probably a slightly different type of coach, but I have to make sure that we don't lose any good work that he did, and I can just add my own little bit on top.
What would you say your best qualities as a coach are?
That is a difficult question. The thing is, like, when you're kind of at where I am coaching now, club, school, provincial, you're kind of always developing, you're always learning. So, like, maybe the answer to that is just to be conscious that I don't know everything, that I have a good curiosity. I have great conversations with other coaches all the time, always looking at rugby, always looking for something new. My own experience as a coach is kind of stopped playing as a back, did a bit of backs coaching. I've done video analysis, I've done S&C, I've done assistant coaches positions, I have had head coaching positions. So right now I'm probably quite rounded. So I don't know where my best quality is. Probably, I don't know, just curiosity. Yeah, I like looking at the game. I'd say anyone who's in my shoes now, you're kind of looking at how do you get the best out of people. So the rugby part is the technical part, which I probably have okay, but now you're looking at how do you work with people. I guess I could probably reference Ben Armstrong there as well for doing a tremendous job at Leinster previously. So always growing. I don't know is the answer. I don't know. Just the fact that I'm always looking to grow, I guess.
And I suppose to grow, you need to have a good setup around you. Unfortunately enough, you're going to have the same forwards coach, backs coach, and line out coach around you there as well. But, you know, naturally enough, a head coach will bring in their own couple of people as well. So Ben Watson is coming in for the kicking duties, and you have a new video analysis coach. So it's kind of some of the old and some of the new, and this is your team now.
Yeah, so some of the important parts and some of the things we learned speaking to our senior players who have been involved with different squads, and not just with Leinster, with national squads, with their club squads, is that a lack of continuity in their experience through the coaching staff and the management staff had hurt them. So when this year came around, I knew I wanted all my coaches back, anyone who was free, because we had such a positive experience together. So get those returning coaches, they were the first phone calls I made, and there was no convincing. It was just like, let's go, let's do it again. They understood the importance of that continuity. And then I think for us, just to add in a few other coaches, we're always trying to grow the setup and make sure everything's as good as possibly can be for Leinster. So to get a kicking coach in was quite an obvious one, even though it's a short window. But I've worked with Ben Watson before, and he's a superb kicking coach, and he's going to be quite prominent, I'd hope, in the future. We have the option of getting a video analyst in who's in with us all the time, which is fantastic. Again, we're kind of working together on what metrics we're kind of looking for from our own training sessions, returning management, and we actually have a contact skills coach in as well. So it's the largest number I've ever worked with in terms of a coaching staff team. Everyone has their little role, but as long as everyone's professional, which they are, they're superb, it's going quite well. Yeah, very happy.
And listen, you're a very busy man. You're the director of rugby at St Gerard's. That's in Bray. You're the head coach with our own Gorey here, and now you have this role as well. I was going to ask you, do you ever get home and actually get to bed? But you're actually moving home as well, so I can't even ask you that.
Yeah, and just, the way these things happen. So a year of doing almost nothing, a year of Zooms, a year of prep. We trained kind of through it as much as we could, both in club and in school, without playing games or within the regulations. It's just not the same. And then when it did come back around where we could train, so since about May, it's been quite full on. Then it was June, the women were on. As I was saying to you, I'm moving house and my wife's expecting twins, so it's just all happening at once. I started a new course as well. Yeah, so it's all at once, but I'm not really complaining. I'm a rugby coach by choice, and I get to do rugby all day long, so where would you rather be is my outlook on it.
You're making me feel guilty now for just sitting down and talking about the news for a little bit. But anyway, Agori were quick to point out that this announcement won't have any impact on your role with their senior team. So where are we at with junior rugby now, and will it be long before you're back out in the field properly?
Yeah, so we're nearly back. When we had the opportunity to go back training in May and June, for us it was an easy enough decision to just get back out there onto the pitch and throw the ball around a bit. I guess part of what Agori is that we just enjoy playing and we enjoy spending time with each other, so it kind of fitted our values to hit the pitch straight away. We've taken nearly a month off, and lads just started their off-season S&C stuff this week, so they're going to have a few weeks into, probably 3 weeks now into August, another 3 weeks, and then we're into competition again. So I think it's the third week in August we're back into a cup competition, a new cup competition that's kind of been added in, looking at all the rugby that we missed the year before. So yeah, it's everyone's pretty much back in Gorey as well. I have 3 games with Leinster at the end of August into September, so there'll be a tiny bit of an overlap. And then when that's finished, I'll be moving absolutely full-time into Gorey, although I can do both at the same time. So,
in terms of your work with rugby in Gorey, we have Daisy Earle, of course, who's played with Leinster in the past, and she's doing brilliant work in the schools around the North Wexford area, and it's a joy to just go on her timeline and see all these young boys and girls that are getting involved in the sport. So rugby is really starting to get a foothold in Gorey, and I assume you're seeing that with the senior team as well.
Yeah, so I guess I've been in Gorey for quite a while, like 6 or 7 years now, I think, and I came through as an assistant coach as well, and now into head coach. And one opportunity we had during this year gone, when there wasn't much rugby being played, was just to have a look at where we want to go. And we're just at the process of putting in a strategic plan that we want to have finalised by the end of September. And part of that is kind of retaining talent. And it's not just like playing talent. It's, we have our S&C coach now, is ex-Gorey. And we're hoping to fill our physiotherapist role as a Gorey player. Daisy's Gorey through and through, and she's done an absolutely fantastic job. So that model, which we're just kind of touching on, is starting to bloom for us. So it is good times in Gorey. We have to make sure that we maintain some standards on the pitch. We finished second last year. We just need to go one better, finish first this year. Make sure our underage systems are working well. And also the women's team, who have been fantastic the last couple of years. I'd like to see the club kind of go with two branches, women's and men, 50-50, and grow our kind of our base and our membership and our unity that way.
And one thing you mentioned there is the retention of girls in the sport as well, because there has been an uptick in women's rugby, not just here in Wexford, but right around the province as well. But is there still something missing there that we need to keep these girls involved in the sport right up until adult age and you know, hopefully stay in the game for life?
Like all sports have some amount of drop off from adolescent into adult, and women's rugby wouldn't be any different. I think all the graphs, all the growth is all quite positive in the game. So from where there was nothing, there's something. And now from where there's something, we still need to grow it even further. So it's on the right path. I kind of see the role of Leinster women, and in particular the Irish women, because they have the TV coverage, is very, very important. Just to show girls that there's this sport out there that they mightn't really have known about beforehand, that they can see it, and then they can go, well, where can I play? And the answer is, of course, then the local rugby club. So again, people like Daisy and the other officers all over the country, not just Leinster, are doing a fantastic job. So for us, you know, that responsibility kind of falls onto the Leinster squad. It's something we would talk about, is that we need the girls need to be role models. As coaches, we need to be role models and try to sell this game as something that is for women just as much as it is for men.